Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Vav. So the Jews have stirred up trouble. Yonasan has assassinated one of the tax collectors of the Plishtim at Geva, and the Plishtim have amassed an enormous army, more numerous than the sands on the beach. The Ish Yisrael ro'u ki tsarlo ki nigas ha'om. And the Jewish people, the men of Klal Yisrael, saw that they were in dire straits. Tsarlo, they were in a tight spot. And ki nigas ha'om, that the people were hard-pressed. The Jews at Michmash only have 2,000 men that were with Shaul. 1,000 were at Giv'ah b'Binyamin with the Yonasan. And meanwhile, here come the Plishtim with 30,000 chariots and 6,000 cavalry and the sands of the sea infantry. And they realize, oh my goodness, we're in big trouble. And according to the Radak, because they were taken by surprise by the ferocity and enormity of the Plishti response, by Yischabu Ha'am. And so the people ran for it and they went to go hide. Where? By Ma'aros, in caves, uvachavochim, and in thickets of trees or forestry. Chavochim, I think, is a word that we saw a little bit of when we were talking about the briar patch metaphor, when we were talking much earlier in Shoftim about the one boy left alive. We talked about the thorn was elected king, and Klal Yisrael was going to get burned up by that. The story of Avimelech killing all 70 of his brothers. Uvasiloyim, and they hid among the rocks because they're really not ready and they're completely petrified. Uvatzerichim, and in the towers, any towers that they had, they hid there. Uvaboros, and in pits. So they are really hiding themselves away as best they possibly can. They are so hugely outnumbered. They are so worried that they find themselves hiding in thorn bushes and rocky crags and towers. Rashi explains that the towers, the tzerichim, a forest where trees and branches are bent over around the forest. So it's kind of like a little area within the forest that's hidden from view because of all the trees bent around it. I think of completely inappropriately, and Lahavdil, of the scene in the Lord of the Rings where these two hobbits end up on top of walking trees and stuff, and all the trees are surrounding them, and these poor two little hobbit guys are stuck in the middle. The Klal Yisrael is not exactly hobbits, but we're not the tallest people in the world, and we got big trouble now. Plus Zion, the Ivrim Avru Es HaYarden. Some of the Hebrews, notice it doesn't call them Yehudim, it calls them Ivrim, but some of the Hebrews crossed over the Jordan River to run for it in the other direction. Eretz Gad v'Gilad, to the territory of Gad and Gilad, running east away from the Plishtim, because the Plishti land is on the western side of Eretz Yisrael, as we know, all the way down by the Mediterranean. So they crossed the Yarden into Gilad, which had been settled by Menashe, and also into the territory of Gad, which was right next to it. V'Shaul Odenu v'Gilgal. But Shaul was still at Gilgal. V'chol ha'am chardu acharav. And the Israelites who did not run away and just try to hide themselves, amassed with Shaul at Gilgal to join forces with him. Ches, Vayochel Shivas Yamim, Lamoed Asher Shmuel. He waited 7 days at the time that Shmuel had set. Shmuel had told Shaul when he anointed him, and I believe we talked about this earlier, that in the first campaign that he would fight against the Plishtim, Shaul was to wait 7 days at Gilgal, and then Shmuel would come. And, this is all from Perek Yud, Shmuel would offer Olos and Shlamim and instruct Shaul about how to proceed. So Shaul waited for 7 days till the appointed time. V'lo va Shmuel ha-Gilgal, but Shmuel didn't come to the Gilgal. V'yofet ha'am me'olav. And the people dispersed from around him. The people who had gathered under Shaul's leadership saw that Shaul was not taking action, and they began to desert. And Shaul panics a little bit. And the problem is, Shaul's impatience is something that gets him into trouble time and time again. It seems to be a besetting characteristic of his. And so Shaul didn't wait the full seventh day. He waited briefly. The way Rashi explains Pasuk Zayin, Pasuches, Hareze Mikra Chaser Teva Achas. It's missing one word. La Moed Asher Sam Shmuel. Not just the Moed that Shmuel, which technically, literally, is how you would read the Hebrew, but the Moed that Shmuel had set. Olamoed Asher Lishmuel. Shmuel had told him, wait, and wait the full 7th day. But the problem is, the people are leaving, and Shaul is nervous. So Shaul makes a big mistake. Pasuk Tes, Vayomer Shaul Hagishu Elai Ha'ola Bahashalamim. Shaul told the people, bring to me, bring close to me, the Ola and the Shlamim, which are the karbonos that Shmuel was supposed to offer. But he says, bring them to me. I'll offer the sacrifice. And Rashi explains, this is not Navera, because at the time, with the Aron separate from the Mishkan and nothing set in stone, literally, having a Bama, especially at Gilgal, was not a problem. We've discussed this before. Gilgal was the place where the Mishkan had once been, and so a Bama there was different from a Bama elsewhere. So he says, bring me the Olam Shlamim, Vayal Ha'ola. And he brought the Karbanos. He burnt up the burnt offering. He sacrificed it. And so, he violated the Nevuah that Shmuel had told him earlier, wait for me. And this is going to be a problem. As we're going to see again, when the Amalek story happens, when you cross Shmuel and don't do what you were told exactly right, Shaul is going to show some of his lack as a leader and his lack of absolute faith, which it's hard to blame somebody for being nervous when you're so incredibly outnumbered. But it's going to be a problem for Shaul in his Malucha.